Coming up this half hour, Pat's in the White House, introducing the new first dog. Plus, we'll review the best dog coats according to the Dog Outside and get an understanding of how our dogs' needs and behaviors change as they age, and what holiday foods are okay to feed Fido. In the news, November 7th, 2020, People.com, Pets Department, Georgia Slater reports. President-elect Joe Biden's German Shepherd, Major, to be first rescue dog in the White House. Dogs everywhere are wagging their tails as the White House has been without pooches for the past 4 years. Now, introducing the first dog elects, Major and Champ Biden. For the first time in 4 years, dogs are heading back to the White House, thanks to President-elect Joe Biden, who won the election over Donald Trump on Saturday. Biden's German Shepherd, Major, will also make history as the first rescue dog to live at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, according to NBC News. The Biden family adopted Major from the Delaware Humane Association in November 2018, 10 years after the couple welcomed their first German Shepherd, Champ. Champ was the nickname Biden's father gave him when he was a boy. We're so happy to welcome Major to the Biden family, and we are grateful to the Delaware Humane Association for their work in finding forever homes for Major and countless other animals, the Biden said in a statement at the time. Major, who was fostered by the Bidens before being adopted, was from the litter of German Shepherd pups that were surrendered and not doing well at all, according to the Delaware Humane Association. Once we posted about them for your help, Joe Biden caught wind of them and reached out immediately. The rest is history, the group wrote on Facebook. Champ was welcomed on Christmas 2008, and the beloved pet lived at the vice presidential residence at the U.S. Naval Observatory during Biden's 2 terms with former President Barack Obama. Champ and Major are frequently featured on the Biden's social media pages and even made some special appearances leading up to the presidential election. No rough days when I have some Major motivation, Biden wrote alongside a sweet clip of Major licking his face. During his campaign, Biden also made it a point that he wanted to bring dogs back to the White House. Since news broke of Biden's win, several pupfluencers have shared their excitement for Champ and Major's big debut. There will be dogs in the White House again, Doug the Pug tweeted. I'm not big into politics, especially American politics, but I am over the moon to see 2 beautiful German Shepherd dogs in the White House, added Fabulous Finn. Actor Justin Theroux also teased that he is already looking forward to setting up his rescue dog, Kuma, with Major. Hey, Major, single and looking for a running mate, Theroux wrote alongside a picture of Kuma on his Instagram story. Champ and Major will be the first dogs to set paws at the White House since the Obama family's Portuguese water dogs. And now, from the dogoutdoors.com, top 10 best dog winter coats for 2020. The following is a list of our favorite dog winter coats for 2020. With so many options out there, we have put together a list of 10 excellent coats that will not only keep your dog warm this winter, but are also weatherproof, waterproof, and comfortable, allowing a full range of motion while being active outdoors. Each coat has unique features, which are discussed below. You will also find our rating of each coat. They are all excellent, and one is not particularly better than the other. As an FYI, you can order any of these items from the Dog Outdoors website, or you can go directly to the website of each company that makes each of the items. So, what is the best dog winter coat? Number one, GF Pet Trekking Parka, Sherpa-lined water-resistant shell. The GF Pet Trekking Parka is a perfect match for sporty dogs with a flair for fashion. Its water-resistant, color-block design and warm Sherpa lining make this dog coat a must this winter. Comes with a Sherpa-lined hood that can be used to cover the ears in extreme cold or pulled back, similar to a hoodie when not in use. Unique patent-pending ElastoFit technology Give this dog coat a stretchable neck and chest girth section for unrestricted play. It also allows the jacket to expand and fit your dog's unique fit. We have not come across an insulated warm coat in this style that also combines this type of stretchiness. Easy on and off with no need to have your dog step through or put the coat over their head. No more leg lifting to get them in. Our rating for warmth is 9 out of 10. Our rating for coverage, 8 out of 10. For water resistance, 7 out of 10. And next is the Rough Wear Powder Hound Dog Winter Coat. The Powder Hound is a full coverage sleeve style dog coat that blends technical materials for weather resistant warmth. The upper portion of the coat is polyester fabric with 200 grams synthetic insulation. The lower portion is a breathable technical stretch knit. I like to think of it as similar material to the human Under Armour wear. A convenient zipper on the left side, the jacket allows for a high performance fit. The Powder Hound has low light visibility with reflective trim and light loop for attaching a dog safety light on top. This is one of the warmest coats on the list, offering great coverage and a performance fit so your dog has a wide range of motion while it's on. Our rating for warmth is 9 out of 10. For coverage, 9 out of 10, and for water resistance, 6 out of 10. Next is the Rough Wear Overcoat Fuse Rugged Harness and Coat Combination. The Overcoat Fuse distills years of designing harnesses and apparel into a single harness coat combo, giving dogs who typically layer gear a seamless solution for getting outside in cool weather and light precipitation. Attach a leash directly to the coat at either the back or the chest and quickly access pickup bags and small essentials in the two zippered pockets. With this rugged workhorse of a jacket, it's a simple slip-on, clip-in, and go. Our rating for warmth, 7 out of 10. For coverage, 7.5 out of 10. And for water resistance, 6 out of 10. Number 4. The Alpine Extreme Weather Puffer Coat. Alpine Extreme Weather Puffer Coats are great for all types of outdoor adventures. Similar puffer style coats can be as much as double the cost, but we have found this brand to be well made and offer very similar features despite being significantly cheaper. The puffer coat is made with a waterproof exterior lined with thick fleece and filled with warm fiber insulation. Similar to the Alpine all-weather brand Infit, the puffer coat comes in a wide range of sizes to ensure a great fit for dogs, big and small. We like the simple design that quickly slips over your dog's head and secures with a quick snap of the adjustable buckle over the back. There are optional elastic hind leg bands that can be worn if desired to keep the coat secure during active play sessions. Our rating for warmth is 8 out of 10. For coverage, 7.5 out of 10, and for water resistance, 6 out of 10. Number 5, the Alpine all-weather coats are designed to keep dogs of all sizes warm and dry in all weather conditions. They are made with a tough, waterproof outer polyester. The layers are designed with extra fiber fill for added warmth and protection. Finally, the interior is lined with a thick, warm fleece. They come with adjustable straps, covered D-ring access hole to connect a leash to an underlying harness, fur-lined collar with neck cinch, and reflective night safety straps and trim. The price is excellent for a coat that rivals many of the high-end brands. Our rating for warmth is 7.5 out of 10. Our rating for coverage is 8 out of 10. And for water resistance, 7 out of 10. Number 6, Rough Wear Vert Jacket. The Vert Jacket is a waterproof, windproof, breathable jacket designed for winter conditions. Inspired by mountain guides and dogs who work on the mountain, the Vert offers protection from the elements and cozy fleece lining for warmth during work and play. Leg loops can be used to keep the jacket in place during a tempest, while the leash portal allows the Vert to be worn over most harnesses. Fold up the oversized storm collar for maximum weather protection. Our rating for warmth is 8 out of 10. For coverage, 9 out of 10. And for water resistance, 9 out of 10. 7. The Herta Summit Parka. The Summit Parka, offers the most coverage and protection of the dog coats on this list. It is designed for extreme conditions where warmth and water resistance is needed. You will notice in looking at the shape of the coat that it covers up the hindquarters a little more than some other coats. It tends to be a little bulkier fitting than some other coats on the list. The outer shell is made of a proprietary material called Houndtex that offers excellent waterproofing. It is lined with thick, warm fleece for a cozy finish. One unique thing about this coat is in how adjustable it is. There are elastic adjusters in the neck and hind area that allow you to get the coat to conform to your dog's body shape while ensuring the wind stays out. As with other coats, the Summit Parka has reflectors for low light visibility and a leash pass-through opening on top. Our rating for warmth is 9.5 out of 10. For coverage, 9 out of 10. And for water resistance, 9.5 out of 10. Number 8 is the Rough Wear Cloud Chaser Dog Coat. The Cloud Chaser has a waterproof, windproof, breathable, 3-layer soft shell upper fabric that protects dogs from the elements. It is similar in fit to the Powder Hound, but differs in that the upper material is fully waterproof and it doesn't have synthetic insulating material. This coat is meant to fit more snugly and maintain core body heat. This coat can be ideal for a full range of motion in deeper snow. The underside is similar to the Powder Hound and is made of the same stretch knit fabric, allowing for a full range of motion. Our rating for warmth is 7 out of 10. Our rating for coverage, 8 out of 10. And for water resistance, 7 out of 10. Number 9 is the Rough Wear Quinsy Dog Coat. The Quinsy is a packable, insulated jacket. Recycled polyester insulation provides lofty warmth in brisk conditions, while side-release buckles provide easy adjustment and on-off. The Quinsy stuffs into its integrated stuff sack for convenient storage on the go. It has a 75D polyester outer shell fabric, recycled 250G high loft polyester insulation, and 30D polyester lining for excellent warmth. There is also a leash portal on back that is compatible with most harnesses. Our rating for warmth is 8 out of 10. Rating for coverage, 8 out of 10, and for water resistance, 6 out of 10. And the Easy Dog Element Jacket is number 10. Our rating for coverage is 7 out of 10, and our rating for water resistance is 7.5 out of 10. Bonus number 1, Flex Fit Hoodies. Step in Flex Fit Dog Hoodies. Your pup will love the comfort and style of this winter wardrobe essential. With the flexible fabric and ribbed trim, even hard-to-fit dogs will love the style of this pullover hoodie. We have used human-grade, high-quality, thicker material not usually seen in pet garments. This makes these dog hoodies a cozy choice for colder climates with a thick, plush material. The leash access hole at the base of the hood makes walks a breeze for dogs that prefer their hoods worn up or for pups that use a harness. Designed with ease in mind for both human and canine alike, after slipping the front paws through the coat, attach the touch fastener tabs at the top and you're ready for the park. Made from a thick 280 gram fleece, these coats will keep every pup comfy and warm this fall and winter season. The touch fastener tab design across the back makes it easy to adjust fit and attach a leash to a harness underneath if desired. The Highline Fleece coats are available in 6 color combinations to choose from and come in sizes that fit every breed from 3 to 150 pounds. Our rating for warmth is 7 out of 10. For coverage, 8.5 out of 10. And for water resistance, 2 out of 10. Bonus number 2. Favorite extreme cold accessory, the Snood Ear Protector. The Snood Winter Ear Protector adds ultimate warmth to any dog winter coat. Protect your dog's ears from wind chill and cold with this snug and warm fleece hood for dogs. Designed specifically for dogs that live in extreme cold climates. Wind chill and freezing temperatures are hard on the dog's ears. A fleece snood can help keep the dog from getting cold or even frostbite on their sensitive ears when outside. Adjustable with 2 elastic drawstrings for the perfect fit. Our rating for warmth, 10 out of 10. For coverage, 10 out of 10. And for water resistance, 5 out of 10. Bonus number 3, the Rough Wear Climate Changer Dog Coat, great alone or for layering. The Climate Changer is an everyday fleece dog coat for cold, clear conditions. It is made from recycled polyester fleece that is quick drying and provides warmth without bulk. This sleeved style coat provides full coverage for maximum warmth and full range of motion. This means that it isn't quite as quick to put on as other coat options, but more of your dog's body is protected from the cold. If desired, the Climate Changer can be layered under another dog coat on extreme cold days. There is reflective trim for low light visibility and an attachment loop on top for securing a dog safety light. It's not really fair to compare this coat with other waterproof options, but it is an excellent warm choice for dry conditions or for layering during extreme cold. Also, since the Climate Changer is low profile and more form-fitting than other coats, a dog harness can be worn on the outside of this coat. Our rating for warmth, 7 out of 10. Our rating for coverage, 7.5 out of 10. And for water resistance, 2 out of 10. And that does it for dog coats. Now, from Purina One, strange behavior in elderly cats. As your cat enters their senior years, you are likely to notice some changes in their health, appearance, and behavior. Aging is, of course, a completely normal process. Just like us, senior cats may have less energy, be interested in different things, and experience age-related conditions such as arthritis. These changes are to be expected, and with some adjustments to their care, as well as regular checkups with the vet, they should enjoy their senior years to the full. However, some senior cats may also undergo changes in their behavior. Perhaps they don't like playing anymore. They avoid being touched, or they even behave aggressively. Others may seem unusually confused, particularly if there are unexpected environmental changes. But how much of this is a normal part of aging? And when is it time to see the vet? Forgetting litter box training. If your usually fastidious cat begins to urinate in places other than their litter box, it may be due to age-related changes. Elderly cats may seem to forget their years of training. This is called cognitive dysfunction, although many people think of this as a form of cat dementia. When this happens, your cat may be confused about where the litter box is or forget where they're supposed to do their business. There is very little you can do about this apart from making it as easy as possible for your cat to find the litter box. For example, if they always go in the same place, try moving the litter box there. If they still don't go to their litter box, patience and understanding are key. However, urinating or defecating in inappropriate places can also be a sign of several other conditions, such as feline urinary tract infections, constipation, or even eyesight loss. For this reason, you should always take your cat to the vet for a checkup before assuming their new behavior is caused by age-related confusion. And speaking of that, confusion is another symptom of feline cognitive dysfunction. As well as forgetting their litter box training, elderly cats with this condition may be more vocal, appear disoriented, or experience changes in their personality. They may interact with people and other animals less and show less interest in their environment. There's little that can be done about feline cognitive dysfunction. It's important that you make sure your elderly cat feels as safe and secure as possible and that you are patient with their new behavior. If in doubt, take them to see a vet, as some behavioral changes may be caused by something curable or manageable. Not responding to loud noises or their name. If you notice that your senior cat no longer comes running when you call their name, or they no longer respond to unusual or loud noises, your cat may be experiencing hearing loss. They probably haven't forgotten their name or become immune to unusual sounds. They simply can't hear them very well. Deaf cats can often make up for their lack of hearing by using their other senses, so it's easy for their deafness to go otherwise unnoticed. Other symptoms of deafness due to natural hearing loss may include loud meowing or some disorientation. If you think your cat is having problems with their hearing, take them to see the vet to check that they don't have an ear infection or another solvable condition. sleeping more or less than usual. Another sign of unusual cat behavior is a change in their sleeping habits. Elderly cats may sleep far more than they used to. This is usually because they simply have a little less energy. Make sure they have somewhere quiet and peaceful to sleep and let them doze whenever they want to. It's important, however, to ensure their diet is adjusted to match their changing energy levels to ensure they're not consuming too many calories. You might want to try especially formulated senior cat food, such as Purina 1 Senior 7 Plus, which contains fewer calories than the standard variety. Alternatively, some elderly cats may appear to sleep less during the night and may even be restless. This is often because they're sleeping more during the day. As long as they're getting enough sleep overall, there's nothing to worry about. However, if in doubt, always check with a vet. Playing less. Another common senior cat behavior is changed interest in playing. Maybe their favorite toy doesn't seem to interest them anymore, or they get bored quickly and prefer to nap. This can be disappointing or even concerning, but a slowly changing interest in play is very normal in senior cats. Younger cats, particularly kittens, use play as a way to explore the world and express their instincts. Senior cats have less need to do this. Combine it with their changing energy levels, and they may simply not feel like playing. Decreasing interest of play is often normal in senior cats. However, if the change in behavior is very sudden or dramatic, consult a vet to check that nothing else is wrong. A change in eating habits. Cats are generally more fussy with their food than dogs. That's a fact of life. However, if your senior cat is particularly off their food, it may be a sign that age-related changes are affecting their appetite. Lack of interest in food may be due to a number of common dental conditions which make eating uncomfortable, or it may be that they are feeling ill. For this reason, it's best to consult a vet who will be able to investigate further. On the other hand, your senior cat may have an increased appetite or increased thirst. Sometimes this can be due to a condition such as diabetes or hyperthyroidism. Again, a vet will be able to investigate. While some changes in appetite may be normal, for example, if your cat's activity levels have dropped and they need less food to be satisfied, it's always best to check with a professional. And finally, aggression. If your elderly cat has become more aggressive towards you or other animals, there may be an underlying age-related cause. If they have become very set in their ways, they may have less patience for changes to their routine or usurpers in the house. On the other hand, their aggression could also be caused by them feeling ill. If you think something might be wrong, again, take them to see the vet. And now for the portion of the program I like to call Don't Eat That. From Pet Health Network, 6 Thanksgiving treats you can share with your pets. Posted by Dr. Justine A. Lee, DVM, in Dog Diet and Nutrition. Reviewed by Elizabeth Shuley, DVM, October 2020. As Thanksgiving approaches, accidental poisonings often occur in dogs and, less commonly, in cats. That's because they often get into the delectable human foods while table or counter serving. To be safe, make sure you keep your dog crated or your cat locked out of the kitchen while you're preparing your Thanksgiving feast. More importantly, satiate your dog or cat with non-toxic treats. Of course, not all Thanksgiving foods are dangerous, and it's a holiday for your pets too, right? Right. With that in mind, here are 6 safe treats you can give your dog or cat this Thanksgiving. First, turkey breast. As long as your dog or cat doesn't have any food allergies, it's safe to feed a small amount of turkey breast. Ideally, we want to avoid any fatty snacks, such as trimmings, turkey skin, gravy, etc., as this can overstimulate and inflame the pancreas, resulting in life-threatening pancreatitis. Keep in mind that certain breeds, such as miniature schnauzers, Yorkshire terriers, and Shetland sheepdogs, are especially predisposed to pancreatitis. So meat snacks are a big no-no in these 3 breeds. Also a big no-no for any breed is bones. Bones are sharp and can result in esophageal foreign body, gastrointestinal upset, or rarely a foreign body obstruction. More importantly, keep that darn piece of yarn or string that is wrapped around the turkey out of reach. This is often accidentally ingested by dogs and cats directly from the garbage and can result in a life-threatening linear foreign body obstruction when ingested. Number two is vegetables. Most vegetables are a great snack for dogs, including broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, celery, green beans, and sweet potatoes. As long as the vegetables aren't covered in anything too fatty, like gravy, butter, etc., they provide a low-calorie, high-fiber snack for dogs and make them feel more full. If you're feeding sweet potato, especially if it's cooked with marshmallows, make sure there's no sugar substitute on it containing xylitol. Bread. A small piece of bread is a safe snack for dogs as long as it's baked appropriately. This provides a relatively low-calorie filler for your dog. More importantly, keep unbaked bread dough out of reach. If accidentally ingested by dogs, the yeast and sugar can result in carbon dioxide and ethanol formation in your dog's stomach. This can result in secondary hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, bloat, and even alcohol poisoning. Next is salmon. Serving smoked salmon as an appetizer, a small amount can be safely given to your dog or cat as a nice, healthy treat. Number five, cheese. Serving a cheese plate, a small amount of cheese is fine. While dogs and cats are often intolerant of lactose, there is a minimal amount in cheese versus milk, so go for it. And number six, turkey stuffing without onions, garlic, or raisins, or currants. All right, I'll admit it. Even I give a small amount of turkey stuffing to my pets as a snack. The breadcrumbs and savory meat flavor is a huge hit, and while it does contain some fat, it's generally safe in small amounts. Just make sure that there aren't any raisins or currants in it, which can result in acute kidney injury when ingested. Editor's note, also be sure to avoid giving your pet stuffing with onions or garlic. This Thanksgiving, show thanks for your friendship by giving a small treat to your four-legged friend. Keep in mind, all in moderation. If you do overdo any of these snacks, it can result in gastroenteritis, such as vomiting or diarrhea. If you have any questions or concerns, you should always visit or call your veterinarian. They are your best resource to ensure the health and well-being of your pets. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thanks for listening, and please join me next time. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment.